Okay, students, it's time for your English tip of the week.
I read an excellent article in The Atlantic about the app Duolingo. Right now, the number one app for learning languages with over 27 million users is Duolingo. 27 million monthly paying users. And you can study English, French, Italian, Chinese, whatever language you want. It is free to start, but essentially they try to hook you with a $9.99 monthly subscription. $10 to subscribe to Duolingo every month. Now, Duolingo claims it has over 300 million learners using the apps, which could be. But according to the article I read, there are only 27 million active paying users. It also states that Duolingo is fun and effective. Its secret, Duolingo feels like a game. But can you learn a language with Duolingo? Now, the article I read in The Atlantic is called How I Almost Learned Italian. And it shares the author's experience with Duolingo. It seems he was an active monthly user paying his $10, and he used it every day, and he enjoyed it, and he felt like he was learning Italian. But actually, he wasn't. He could not function in the real world. He had learned words, but not how to use those words out on the street. And he panicked. You know, there he was in Italy, not able to function, and he panicked. And he picked up a self-study book, and he started to learn, and then that helped him in Italy. So, when the author came back, and came back to North America, he called up the CEO of Duolingo for an interview, and he told him about this experience. Now, if someone bought an app, downloaded it, used it, and failed to master the language, wouldn't the CEO of that company be a little angry with the interviewer? Maybe not want to be a part of the interview? Maybe avoid the interview? But the CEO of Duolingo, Louis Von Ahn, he was fine with the interview, and he wasn't angry. He said to the author that Duolingo, the app, worked perfectly. What? It worked perfectly. All right. Now, Duolingo's philosophy, here it is to get you hooked or addicted to learning a language. Not to teach you how to use the language, but just get you addicted to learning a language. Because, he says, essentially, people give up easily when they're trying to learn a new language. So the goal of Duolingo is to keep you opening the app to try to learn and to play their games and to do their activities, even though you are not really learning English. In fact, Louis Von Ahn states, and I quote, this is from the article, "We prefer to be more on the addictive side than the learning side." So their goal is to get you addicted to their product, much like Coke or Pepsi or McDonald's. They don't really care if you're learning English. Just like McDonald's doesn't really care if their food is healthy or not. McDonald's is there to feed you. Duolingo is there to feed you as well. In the same way that Las Vegas or the casinos around the world try to addict you to keep spending their money, keep you addicted, keep spending money, and think that you're having fun, and think that you're going to win, or think that you're going to learn English. My students, I say it might be better to save that $9.99 and invest it in a good self-study book, a good private tutor, or put it in the bank so you can go live abroad. The fact is, these apps may one day help to improve your language, But right now, they're just funding their own growth, if you know what I mean. Louis von Ahn has taken your money to grow his business. He doesn't really care if you're learning English. And there is nothing better than a good human teacher that can make a lesson fun, interesting, and challenging. Nothing beats that. Not any app out there in the world. At least, not yet. And that is the English tip of the week.
Have you downloaded the Study It ESL textbooks yet for your classroom? The Study It textbooks are the first ever digital and interactive textbooks. Once downloaded, Wi-Fi is no longer required. Each book contains video and audio exercises, detailed grammar keynotes, reading and writing assignments, and amazing speaking projects. Grammar, conversation, pronunciation, business English, and listening textbooks are available. Visit www.studyitbooks.com for more information.